Well, the National Weather Service is warning about excessive heat across the state of Missouri. I'm looking at the map right now as I record this, and a number of communities, heat indices above 100. St. Joseph looks like it's 114 right now. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about the heat from the health department's perspective is Jeff Winzel. He is the bureau chief of the Bureau of Epidemiology, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, with the Missouri Department of Health. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Let's start with the number that you've talked to me off air about. 19 Missourians died from heat-related illness in 2018. That number is staggering to me.
Yeah, and it's pretty consistent. We had 17 the year before, 18 last year, and it's a trend that we don't want to see repeated.
We are right in the middle of, for lack of a better term, a heat wave. I mentioned the heat indices, and I mentioned what's happening all across the state. You have a lot of advice, especially for families who have small children, as well as elderly people and people who are ill.
That's right. Those are, we consider our sensitive populations. I'd also include those that are drinking a lot of alcohol and caffeinated beverages, and those that are on new medications, whether those are prescribed or supplemental.
The other thing you guys are really, when I say you guys, the department is really focusing on is taking care of people who are elderly or maybe people who are children. Why are they more vulnerable, those two groups?
They're just less likely to recognize that they're in trouble. They also may be on medication that would make them react differently to the heat or less predictable than what they may be used to. And the children just may not be aware that they're in trouble until it's too late.
I know people get hot. I get hot, no question about it, and I have a tough time walking outside in this heat, so I know it affects everyone. What are the signs of heat exhaustion, sir, that we should look for everybody, including those groups you've talked about?
Heat exhaustion, you're looking at heavy sweating, paleness, muscle cramps, tiredness, weakness, dizziness, and fainting. Headaches and nausea and vomiting. And if you're feeling those or you're seeing someone with those symptoms, please take them into a cool, preferably air-conditioned area. Give them some water or cold Gatorade and seek medical attention if symptoms get worse or last more than an hour.
Water is key in a situation like this. Is that the best thing to drink?
Water's great, yes. Water or something with some electrolytes, just to keep your body able to keep sweating and cooling off.
Final question for you, and it's something that we see, unfortunately, every year. Sometimes they're fatal, sometimes there's not a fatality, but they do get a lot of attention when it happens, and that's children being locked in a car at a time like this. Many times the parents seem to forget the child's in the back seat. Your advice for parents who have children this time of the year?
Always, always check the back seat of your vehicles. Before you lock it and walk away, you can keep a stuffed animal or other memento in your child's car seat when it's empty, and that may serve as a reminder, but please make it a habit to check those back seats before you leave.
Anything you'd like to add, sir?
No, thank you very much.